Today it is my delight to invite our daughter, Rebecca, to come and share God's word with us. Rebecca serves here in Nairobi Lighthouse Church in creative arts, and together with her husband, Alan, they have dedicated their lives to fulfill God's call. Come on, Rebecca, and bring the word to us.
Thank you so much, Pastor Don. I'm so honored to be bringing the word to us today. Let me start by quoting from a message that we heard right at the beginning of the year. On January 12th, Pastor Don said, "This year, you will hear and see a lot." And then he asked us this question, "What will you focus on?" Who would have known at that time how much we would see and hear in 2020? And the year's only half done. Remember, the word focus means to pay attention, to hold the mind or ear toward someone, to apply one's mind to something, to hold one's course towards a place. Today, I just want to remind us of a very simple truth. I want to share on a worship-focused life. Let's read from Matthew chapter 14, verse 29b and 30, both from the Message and the Amplified. It says, "Jumping out of the boat, Peter walked on the water to Jesus. But when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet, he lost his nerve and he started to sink. He cried, 'Master, save me.'" From the Amplified, it says, "So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. But when he perceived and he felt the strong wind, he was frightened. And as he began to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" Peter has been called out of the boat by Jesus during a storm. And he steps out and he miraculously walks on the water towards Jesus. But then the Bible says that three things happened. First, he looked down at the waves. Second, he felt the strong wind. And then lastly, he lost his nerve. He became frightened. He shifted his focus from Jesus, who he was walking towards, to the waves, to what was going on around him. He shifted his focus from who had called him out to what was going on around him. He was looking at the situation. He was looking at the circumstances. He was feeling what was going on. And when his focus shifted, his feelings shifted. He began to feel the wind. It's not that the wind wasn't blowing when he first stepped out of the boat. The Bible says that the storm was raging at the time he was called out. But it's when he stopped focusing on Jesus that he began to feel the wind. He began to sense what was going on around him. He lost his nerve and he began to sink. His change of focus moved him from supernatural walking to sinking in water. Let's consider another story. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we all know this story so well. Jehoshaphat receives word that a large army is coming against him and the people of God. The scripture said he was terrified, but he immediately turns to seek God. And in prayer, he says to the Lord in verse 12 of chapter 20, "For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." Do you see the similarity in both of these men? They both felt fear. They both felt frightened. Peter shifted his focus and then felt frightened. King Jehoshaphat was frightened, so he shifted his focus. It's so natural and so easy to dwell on how we feel. But Jehoshaphat placed his focus on the Lord. And then the word of the Lord came forth. In verse 17, it says, "You will not even need to fight. Take your position, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." And verse 18 says, "Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground. And all of the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord." And we know what happened next. The story goes on that King Jehoshaphat then commanded the following day when they were going out to meet the enemy, King Jehoshaphat commands a large choir to go out in front of the army, a large group of singers. Man, can you imagine? What a day to be on the choir. What a day to be on the singing team. Can you imagine this man who, like the last week
just joined this ministry. He's now one of the Levitical tenors. He's super excited about this ministry. And then all of a sudden, the king gives this command, hey, as we go out to fight this battle and to meet this army, I want the choir to go first. Man, what a day to be on that ministry team. But they go out and they start singing, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. And as they praised, the Lord caused the enemy to start fighting amongst themselves. They attacked one another. And by the time King Jehoshaphat and that old boy in tenor, the Levitical tenor section, by the time the army, everyone gets there, the battle is over. All they have to do now is collect the spoils. King Jehoshaphat put his focus on God. So how do we live a worship-focused life? Number one, keep your eyes on Jesus. It takes intentionality to keep your eyes on Jesus. Pastor Don reminded us just recently of how many things are trying, constantly trying to get our attention, to direct our focus. And we are in the middle of so many wars and advancing enemies. We're in the middle of culture wars, racial wars, sickness wars, information wars, personal wars, battlefields that we're marching out to. And like King Jehoshaphat, when he felt frightened and he redirected his focus onto God, we have to do the same. My brothers and sisters, we have to start saying, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes, our focus, our gaze is on you. And then we sing. Then we advance onto the battlefield with a song of praise in our mouth. And this might seem like a silly strategy. It might seem like a foolish military decision, but that's just it. This wasn't a strategy to win. Putting the army behind the singers, that wasn't a strategy to win. That was praise for a battle already won. King Jehoshaphat didn't need to apply that kind of strategy because the battle was already over. He had the word of the Lord. Church, we can only sing, we can only worship, we can only enter in freely when we know the battle is over. It's already won. Do you know that today? In whatever you're facing, in whatever situation is surrounding you right now, are you persuaded and confident and know in whom you have believed? Remember the word Pastor Jack ministered to us some weeks back, and he said, is your heart overwhelmed or is it overflowing with a good theme of praise to our King? Church, we don't put our faith in a desired outcome. We put our faith in a good God. Our confidence is in God. Our confidence is in the fact that we are already on the winning side. One of the greatest strategies of the enemy is distraction. But worship focuses us. The word worship in Greek is the word proskuneo, which one of its meanings is to turn towards, to kiss. And remember, the word focus means to hold one's course towards a place. Peter was walking towards Jesus. He was focused on Jesus. Worship takes me to the object of my focus. That's what worship does. Worship is where I turn toward. Worship takes me to the object of my focus. So if I worship worry, I am moving toward that worry. I am turning to worry. If I worship Christ, that literally means in worship, I am turning toward him. I am focusing on him. To keep my eyes on something, I have to turn towards that thing. I can't have my eyes on Jesus if I haven't turned to face him, if I haven't turned to look at him. So to live a worship-focused life, number two, keep turning toward Jesus. Read the word. Spend time in God's presence. Listen to his voice. Some of us need to put on worship music and some praise and get in your room and dance, lift up your hands, build an altar of praise to the Lord. But remember, living a worship-focused life, it extends beyond just musical expression. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 from the Message Bible says, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. The Living Translation says, this is truly the way to worship him. Every part of our everyday lives is worship. Every part of our lives is turning towards something or someone. What are we turning to? What are we focusing on in the situations of our life? Are we turning to the news? Are we turning towards fear? Are we turning towards the opinions of men? Worship means I am turning towards to engage. I am turning towards for intimacy. John 4:24, this is one of the most well-known scriptures about worship. It says, Jesus says, but the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Truth is the Greek word aletheia, and it means reality. The way to have a worship-focused life is to keep your eyes on Jesus in your reality, to turn towards him in your reality. That means in my finances, I am turning towards Jesus. In my questions, the things that I am pressing into God, the things that I am wanting to figure out, I am turning to Jesus. In the storm, I am turning towards the Lord. In the battle, I am turning towards the Lord. I am putting my eyes on him. I am focusing on him. He is my center, should I wander. Jesus is the center. No matter how life blows me around and throws me around, I turn, where is Jesus? I look, where is Jesus? I place him at my center. I worship him. I turn to engage with him. I turn towards him. Whatever that means to you today, whatever situation you find yourself in today, keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay focused. Brothers and sisters, we've been hearing this word. We've been hearing this encouragement for weeks and weeks, and I'm just adding my voice. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full, not just glancing at him out of the corner of your eye. Look full in his wonderful face. As you go about your day, as all of us navigate through this life, making decisions, we need to do it all worshiping Jesus, turning towards Jesus, keeping our eyes on Jesus, focused on Jesus. Don't look down in defeat at the waves. Don't look around in distraction at the storm. Look up and turn towards him in deliberate worship. As I close today, I want to share this thought. You know, when David was discouraged, he questioned his own soul. He said, "Why are you downcast, O my soul?" And then he identified the source of his discouragement was the focus of his hope. He said, "Why are you downcast, my soul? Put your hope in God." Church, if our hope is in man, if our hope is in earthly governments, our own strength, our own abilities, if we are focused on those things as the answer, there is a reason to be downcast. But when our hope is in God, the maker of heaven and earth, he whose voice calms wind and waves, then we can lift our hands and we can lift our voices and we can sing in victorious praise. The battle is won. We can walk on water knowing that the storms bow to Jesus. Let me pray for us today. Father, I pray for any person who's listening right now. I ask in the name of Jesus that you would help us turn our eyes, turn our gaze, shift our focus back to you. Father, the storms are raging around us. There is fear. There is anxiety. It's so easy to give in to those feelings, but I pray like King Jehoshaphat when he was terrified, immediately, God, he turned to you. May we do the same. May we do likewise. May we turn to you, God. May we worship you. May we exalt you. May we not turn so quickly to the right and to the left. You are the answer. You are the hope. You are what we need. I pray for an encouragement today. I pray for an uplifting today. Every head that is hanging down, looking at the waves churning beneath their feet. Lord, all of those whose hands have hung weary, weary of the storm, weary of the battle. I pray for a shifting of our focus today, that we would look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, that we would keep our eyes on Jesus, that we would keep turning toward Jesus, and we would worship you. We would exalt you because you're worthy. You're faithful. We can depend on you. You are a wonderful God, and you are totally in control. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. If you desire to know more about entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you'd like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, please call or text the number that's on your screen. We would love to hear from you and help you connect with the family of God. God bless you.